お聞きの放送は SBS ラジオの日本語放送です。
英語を理解し話すことはオーストラリアでの生活を向上させるのにとても役立ちます。ポッドキャスト SBS Learn English では、日々の様々なシチュエーションで使えるとっさの英語や表現をあらゆる例を取り入れて簡単に説明します。今回の Learn English は Going for a run、 ランニングしよう。ここのところやっと涼しくなってきて、スポーツが楽しい季節となりましたよね。ランニングを始めたなんて方もいるんではないでしょうか。家族やお友達と一緒に体を動かすと、より一層スポーツが楽しくなりますが、意見が分かれた際にはどう話せばいいのでしょうか。ホストは SBS Learn English の吉羽コサノビックです。
Learning English helps me talk about running.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Ready? Put on those running shoes. Today, we are going for a run. I'm Josipa, and I like running to stay fit and healthy. Well, that's the plan anyway.Work has been so busy lately that I haven't had the time to go. I actually enjoy running with friends. So, now that you are all here with me, get ready, get set, go! See if you can keep up with me! By the way, to keep up with somebody is to stay close to them. Keeping upcan also mean making sure that you know the latest news about something. Let me give you another example. Keeping up with the latest fashion trends can be very expensive. Just like keeping up with the new technology can be challenging these days. I like keeping up with the news in the morning, but first I'm going to keep fit. Well, I hope you guys keep up with me today. Now, everyone has their own way of running. I like to run outdoors at a steady speed and follow a set route. A steady speed means not too fast and not too slow. And a set route is a route that is planned with a start and end point. When I go running,I like to take a route near the water. It helps distract me from my sore legs. After a run, I often complain about feeling sore. Sore means painful. You know who also complains a lot about feeling sore? Alan. He and Claire run together a few times a week. In fact, they're just about to go on a run. Let's see if we can keep up with them.Hopefully, we won't have to hear them complaining about feeling sore.
Do you want to do intervals or just a steady run?
I prefer to keep things steady, but let's make sure we warm up first.
Okay, make sure you get a good stretch in. Should we at least sprint the last stretch?
I was thinking of taking it easy today. This route isn't just a jog around the block.
Yeah, I'm still sore from last week. Let's not drop the pace too much, though.Try keep up.
Do you think Alan has what it takes to keep up with Claire? To have what it takes means to be good enough to do it. Claire can be very competitive. That is, she always tries to win or do something better than other people do. And we can try to make our English better.By listening the phrases from their dialogue. Let's get into it. Claire first said,
Do you want to do intervals or just a steady run?
So we already heard that the word steady in this context means running at a comfortable speed, not too fast and not too slow. But what does Claire mean when she says intervals?Intervals are pauses or breaks during an activity. In running, intervals mean switching between running fast and running more slowly or walking. For example, you might run very fast for 30 seconds and then run slowly or walk for a minute before running fast again. If you do that, you are running intervals. Alan then said,
I prefer to keep things steady, but let's make sure we warm up first.
Alan doesn't want to change the pace of his run, but he does want to warm up before he starts running. And no, he's not feeling cold. In general, we can say we are warming up for something if we are getting ready or preparing for it. Claire then said,
okay, make sure you get a good stretch in.
Make sure you get a good stretch in. If you want to get something in, you want to find time or space to do it, even when things are busy. I often say, I'd like to get more reading in this week, meaning I'd like to find time to read more this week. Whether I do it or not, that's another story. When Claire told Alan to make sure he gets a good stretch in, she was basically telling him to take the time to stretch his muscles properly. To stretch means to extend or lengthen your muscles or body. It can also refer to action of pulling something to make it longer or wider. Next, Claire said,
should we at least sprint the last stretch?
The last stretch? The word stretch can also mean a continuous area, like a stretch of road or a stretch of water. But when we say the last stretch, we are talking about the final part of a task or activity. If at work someone asks you about a long job that you have been doing and you have nearly finished, you can say, I'm actually on the last stretch before finishing my presentation. Claire asked Alan if they should sprint the last stretch, the last part of their run. A sprint is a short, fast run. I often sprint to catch the bus in the morning if I'm a little late. You can also use the word sprint whenever you are putting a lot of effort in over a short period of time, usually so that you can finish it quickly. I'm currently sprinting to finish reading the book before my club meeting tomorrow. Alan replied,
I was thinking of taking it easy today.
If you're taking it easy, you're not working too hard. You're having a more relaxed day. You can also say, take it easy, to someone if they're being too serious or pushing too hard. And you think they should be more relaxed.
This route isn't just a jog around the block.
A jog is a slow, steady run. So jogging is not as fast as sprinting, but it's faster than walking. And the block is a section of a street, typically with a road on each side. It's a part of a neighborhood or city, usually with several buildings on it. I've heard this word many times in American movies. Have you? Back to Claire.
Yeah, I'm still sore from last week. Let's not drop the pace too much, though.
Poor Alan seems like he won't be taking it easy like he hoped. Claire says she doesn't want to drop the pace too much, meaning she doesn't want to run too slow or take it too easy. Pace is the rhythm or speed in which you run or walk. And if you drop it, then you go more slowly. Maybe Alan should have chosen to run intervals. Remember them? Don't worry. We are about to hear the dialogue again.
Do you want to do intervals or just a steady run?
I prefer to keep things steady, but let's make sure we warm up first.
Okay, make sure you get a good stretch in. Should we at least sprint the last stretch?
I was thinking of taking it easy today. This route isn't just a jog around the block.
Yeah, I'm still sore from last week. Let's not drop the pace too much, though. Try keep up.
I'm joined by my friend and colleague from SBS Punjabi, MP Singh, a runner with incredible dedication. For over 150 Saturday mornings, he has been out running with his club no matter the weather. Now, that's what I call a commitment. MP, over 150 Saturdays, that's impressive. What keeps you motivated to show up every week?
Actually, it's the community that gathers there. It's a worldwide concept called Parkrun. So you can run in any country, any city, wherever you go. And the environment over there is so friendly, so encouraging. So people from all walks of life, like all ages, seniors, young, and people with prams, people with wheelchairs, they all run along. So you feel motivated. My best time is 28 minutes for 5 kilometers, 28 minutes something seconds. But now I am jogging and doing some volunteer work. So normally I finish around 30, 32, 33.
That's impressive.
So people like other people like who are sprinting, they finish around 18 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're flying kind of.
Do you prefer a steady pace run or sprint intervals?
Because I do volunteer work as well with them. So sometimes I'm a photographer, sometimes I'm helping with something else. So if there's nothing to do, like other people are filling in the roles, I prefer running, not sprinting very fast, but running. Otherwise, I'm jogging mostly.
Jogging,
yes,
huh?
I enjoy jogging, yeah.
If you could run anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
I went to New Zealand. And I ran in Queenstown there. And that was most beautiful place.
Because of the nature?
Nature, landscaping. The track was very next to sea and river there. And it was a beautiful park. People were very, very friendly. They are always friendly everywhere. But the landscape was very beautiful there.
At the end of each episode, we practice some phrases. Will you help us?
Yes, yeah, sure.
What does it mean to warm up?
In general, we can say we are warming up for something if we are getting ready for preparing for it.
If you're taking it easy, you are...
If you are taking it easy, you are not working too hard.
And now, let's practice saying some of the phrases we can use when going for a run.
Do you want to do intervals?
I'm still sore from last week.
Let's take it easy today.
Let's not drop the pace too much.
みなさん、いかがでしたか？気の合う仲間と体を動かすことは、心身の健康維持にとても効果的です。今回学んだフレーズを用いて、誰かと一緒に運動する際の参考にしてみてくださいね。SBS 日本語放送のウェブサイトでは、SBS Learn English のエピソードのまとめ、さらにはスクリプトも掲載しています。最後にはクイズもありますので、ぜひチャレンジしてください。アドレスは sbs.com.au/japanese です。
もっとストーリーをお聞きになりたい方は、iTunes や Google Podcast、Spotify などでお楽しみいただけます。